News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. A 76-year-old man who died 2 days ago in Karnataka while being treated for suspected coronavirus has become the country's first COVID-19 fatality after his samples taken earlier confirmed the infection, said the state government on Thursday. The central government later confirmed that the death was a result of coronavirus. Karnataka Health Minister B. Sriramulu in a tweet said, "The necessary contact tracing, isolation and other measures as per protocol were being taken. On a day the number of positive cases across the country soared to 74. The Union Health Ministry said 14 fresh cases have been reported from several states, including 9 from Maharashtra. The 76-year-old man from Kalaburgi who passed away and was a suspected COVID-19 patient has been confirmed for COVID-19, he said. The man who recently returned from Saudi Arabia had died on Tuesday night. Earlier, the District Health and Family Welfare Department said the man was suspected to be infected with coronavirus. Sriramulu said the Telangana government has also been informed since the patient went to a private hospital there. The World Health Organization on Wednesday declared the coronavirus outbreak a global pandemic amid the infection spread to at least 124 countries. India, till Thursday, has confirmed 73 cases so far. At least 4,600 people have died so far around the world, a majority of them in China and Italy, where the death toll rose to 1,000 on Thursday. Globally, there have been over 1.2 lakh confirmed cases of COVID-19. Nobody will be marked D or doubtful in the course of compiling and updating the National Population Register, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said in the Rajya Sabha on Thursday. He also clarified that no one will have to furnish any documents during the NPR process and that everyone will have the right to declare to the enumerators only the information they want. Responding to charges from opposition leaders in the context of the Delhi riots that took place in the last week of February, Shah said the time has now come to clarify all doubts about the Citizenship Amendment Act and that all parties should work towards it. "I am saying as the Union Home Minister on the floor of Rajya Sabha, nobody will be marked D," he said. To this, Leader of Opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Congress Party's Ghulam Nabi Azad, sought a clarification. "If I heard this right, you just said nobody will be marked D," he asked. "Yes," Shah confirmed. Shah added that if any member of the opposition still had any doubts about the process of CAA or NPR, they were free to seek time and clarification from him for a discussion. "We will have a positive discussion on the issue in the presence of respective officials so that no doubt remains," he said. "All opposition party members can come under the chairmanship of Ghulam Nabi Azad ji and I'll give them priority time." Shah's clarification came when he was responding to charges made by many opposition leaders, including Kapil Sibal, whom he personally addressed over the anti-CAA protests. "There are many wise people present here, including Kapil Sibal, who is a senior advocate in the Supreme Court. Cite to me one provision of the CAA which takes away the citizenship of Muslims of this country," Shah said. This prompted Sibal to remark, "Nobody, including us, is saying that the CAA is going to snatch away anyone's citizenship. Law says that when the NPR happens, there will be dozens of questions in it and the enumerators will mark D against the names of citizens who will then have to prove their citizenship." Shah said he could quote speeches by many senior Congress leaders who have said that people's citizenship is at stake on account of the CAA. He added that through public advertisements and press releases, he has repeatedly clarified that no documents will be sought for during the NPR. "No documents were required in the previous NPR. The same will happen this time also," he said. "Secondly, I've also, through the same means, clarified that people can share only the information that they willingly want to share. They will not be forced to reveal any extra information." And the Tokyo 2020 Olympics torch relay got underway on Thursday when the flame was lit by the rays of the sun in ancient Olympia in a scaled-down ceremony overshadowed by the coronavirus pandemic. Actress Santi Giorgio, in the role of High Priestess, used a parabolic mirror at the site of the ancient Greek Olympics to ignite the torch before handing it to Greek Olympic shooting champion Anna Korakaki, the first woman to ever launch an Olympic relay. Korakaki subsequently lit the torch of Japanese runner Mizuki Noguchi, the 2004 Olympic marathon champion. The torch will be handed over to Tokyo Games organizers in Athens on March 19 after a 7-day relay in Greece. Tokyo Games organizers, as well as the International Olympic Committee, have insisted the Games will go ahead as planned on July 24 to August 9, amid mounting speculation that they could be cancelled or postponed as the virus spreads rapidly across the globe. 19 weeks before the opening ceremony of the Games, we are strengthened in our commitment by many organizations around the world taking significant measures to contain the spread of the coronavirus, IOC President Thomas Bach said. The Tokyo Games are delivered by an all-star All-Japan team with outstanding support and cooperation on all levels of government, he told a small crowd of invited guests on a sun-drenched morning inside the ancient stadium. The ceremony was the first since 1984 to be held without spectators on the grassy slopes of the stadium, and only a few dozen accredited officials were allowed to watch the lighting at the nearby Temple of Hera. Tom Hanks and his wife Rita Wilson are isolated in stable condition in an Australian hospital Thursday after contracting the new coronavirus, the actor and Australian officials said. The 2-time Oscar winner is easily the most famous person yet to disclose they have COVID-19, which the World Health Organization has declared a pandemic. Hanks said he and Wilson had felt tired with colds, aches and slight fevers. To play things right as is needed in the world right now, we were tested for the coronavirus and were found to be positive, he said, adding they will be isolated for as long as public health and safety requires. Australian officials said the couple were being treated at a Queensland hospital. Hanks had been in Australia shooting an untitled Elvis Presley biopic directed by Baz Luhrmann. Hanks plays Presley's manager, Colonel Tom Parker. The film, slated for release in October 2021, has suspended production, Warner Brothers said. Hanks, after accepting the Cecil B. DeMille Award at the Golden Globes this year, spoke backstage about taking on the Parker role. I will then finally have an answer to all these stupid questions about why I never played a bad guy, he said, as the room burst into laughter. Hanks and Wilson, both 63, were married in 1988. In 2013, Hanks disclosed he has type 2 diabetes. Chet Hanks later posted on social media that his parents were doing fine and thanked fans for their concern. Wilson had performed at the Sydney Opera House on Saturday night and earlier last week in Brisbane. Queensland health authorities would not give specifics on their health due to privacy issues, but the state's update on its coronavirus infections describe a US couple of their age, both in stable condition. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.